You can download them from the internet, but we don't really usually get to watch live television or listen to radio live very often up here. Over. Hi, Ryose. I decided to become an astronaut because I was interested in adventure and fly. And one of those things lined up to become an astronaut. Over. Hi, Yuma. We do all sorts of research, but our biggest goal is to use the microgravity that we experience up here to figure out how the human body changes, how we can do new types of biological research, and some basic physics and science information, all because of the experience. Thanks for the question. Space food is pretty good. It's not terrible. All of our food is either dehydrated or freeze-dried. We have the opportunity to rehydrate it up here, warm it up in our oven, and have warm food. And it's not too bad, but I do look forward to a home-cooked meal at home. Over. Hi, Ryoto. I'd find the ability to float around and not have to stand on anything to be the most comfortable part about living up here. Over. Hi, Yuri. Yeah, you can see the Milky Way from the space station. You can also see it from Earth on a dark night if you look in the right area of the sky. I hope you get the opportunity to see it. Over. Hi, Soskia. It takes every astronaut a little bit different amount of time to get used to living in space. For me, it definitely took a few weeks to feel normal and comfortable with the microgravity environment up here. Over. Hi, Miyu. You should pursue the type of studies that you love, the topic that you love. There's lots of ways to become an astronaut. I became here as a pilot. Some of my astronaut colleagues up here are biologists and physicists, and there's many other types out there as well. So find a topic that you love and get really good at it. Over. Hi, Kirby. Astronauts are fascinating. One of the things that we do a lot of research on is as we get older, we start to become more and more conscious of our own food. In fact, we don't eat a lot of alfalfa. We have a plant experiment growing alfalfa right now. Over. Hi, Kaito. There's always scary things around, but we got a lot of great training and a lot of support on the ground. We are more than any challenge or obstacle we have up here. Hi, Erky. In space, we exercise on a treadmill with a bungee that holds us down and on a bicycle that doesn't have a seat because we don't need to sit in microgravity. Over. Hi, Ryose. I've been training for about 5 years to come to space, so it takes a lot of time and a lot of patience, and it can be difficult in some areas, but it's also a lot of fun. Over. Hi, Yuma. We go over all sorts of training. We learn all the systems of the International Space Station, how to operate them. We learn how to use and maintain our spacesuits and how to do spacewalks in case we have to go outside. We learn languages so we can communicate with astronauts from other countries. We learn how to use the robotic arm that's here on the space station and lots of other things as well. Over. Hi, Hannah. Space is both hot and cold. It kind of depends whether the sun is shining on you. In the sunlight, you can be plus 200 degrees Celsius, which is pretty good. That's hot. Check out the thermometer. running water up here on the space station, but we do have the benefit of surface tension. So we can put water on our bodies, and it's held there by the surface tension as we rinse ourselves off. As for the toilet, we just use air instead of water to help clean the waste away. Over. Both my fellow astronauts on the control team help me over. Hi, Sosuke. It takes us 8.5 minutes to launch from Earth and get into orbit, and then it took us about a day and a half to rendezvous with the space station. Over. Astronauts don't necessarily need a license to go to space, but the people that launch rockets